Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome back to our series on Spiritual Authority.
欢迎大家今天来收看我们好消息关于属灵权柄这个系列。
And today's session, we're going to be speaking on how to recognize and overcome a spiritual attack.
今天这一集我们要谈的是如何辨认出以及胜过一些邪灵的攻击。
The world we live in, the physical world, is surrounded by a spiritual world.
虽然我们活在一个肉眼看得到的世界，但实际上我们周围是有一个看不见的属灵世界。
There is interaction between the natural world and the spiritual world.
所以我们要先知道这个灵界和这个属物质的世界之间是相交的。
And people live in fear of the spiritual world they can't see.
而且很多人就一直长期活在一个这个看不见的世界的恐惧底下。
Because of the reality of the existence of tormenting spirits.
那是因为他们明白到有这样的一个邪灵很实质上的攻击。
When Jesus came into this earth,
但是当耶稣当年来到地上
he introduced in his ministry things that were never seen ever before in the Bible.
那他就开始去彰显出一些我们在过去之前圣经看不到一些事情。
Now there are miracles occurred all through the Bible.
那我们知道在之前的旧约有很多的神迹奇事。
But Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God is near.
但是主耶稣一来他就先宣告神国近了天国近了。
And introduced five new miracles that had never been seen before.
然后他开始行出五个神迹是旧约他们那个时代都没看过的。
Miracles that had never been done in the Old Testament.
是在旧约时代都没看过的神迹。
The blind see.
第一个是瞎眼看见。
The deaf hear.
然后这个聋子听见。
The dumb speak.
然后哑巴能说话。
The lame walk.
瘸腿的起来行走。
And evil spirits are cast out of people.
最后一个就是这邪灵被从人的身上出去。
When we read in the Bible of Jesus' ministry,
所以每一次只要来看耶稣的侍奉。
We're taken by the authority he exercised over evil spirits.
那我们就可以看到他呢会运用属灵权柄制服魔鬼。
In Luke 4 and verse 33,
比方说在路加福音第四章三十三节
Jesus was in a synagogue on a Sabbath day.
这个时候是看到这个在安息日的时候耶稣来到会堂。
And there was a man who had an unclean spirit.
那在这个地方有一个被污鬼附身的人。
And he cried out with a loud voice.
那这个时候他就大声地喊。
Saying, leave us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?
他说拿撒勒的耶稣我们与你有什么相干。
Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet, come out of him.
这个时候耶稣就责备他说不要作声从这人身上出来吧。
And when the demon had thrown him on the ground, it came out and did not hurt him.
那鬼把那个人摔倒在众人中间就出来却没有害那个人。
And everyone was amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what word is this? For with authority and power he commands unclean spirits, and they obey him.
众人都惊讶彼此对问说这是什么道理呢因为他用权柄能力吩咐污鬼污鬼就出来。
So Jesus carried an authority and an anointing on his life.
所以我们看到耶稣的身上一直都带有这样的权柄和恩膏。
He ministered with authority.
他是用权柄来侍奉。
And he ministered with power.
而且用能力侍奉。
We saw authority is the legal right delegated to you to speak and act on behalf of God.
我们知道一开始我们谈到所谓的权柄是神他设定给你的然后让你能够为他做代言人。
It's something given to us.
是一个神给我们的东西。
It's given to us by Jesus Christ.
透过耶稣基督给我们。
To empower us to represent him.
好让我们有能力在地上做他的代言人。
And to fulfill the assignment he's given us.
好完成我们的任务。
He also anoints us with his Holy Spirit.
那同时神也用他的圣灵来膏抹我们。
So we have power to carry out the things that we are authorizing.
好让我们有能力能够达成任务。
It's no use commanding spirits if there's no anointing or power in your life.
所以当我们生命里头没有这样的权柄或能力。
So Jesus carried authority and power.
那我们就看到耶稣身上有权柄能力。
We saw that this authority and this power was delegated to him.
那我们也看到这个权柄能力是由神赏赐给他。
He was submitted to authorities in his life.
是因为他在他的一生当中愿意顺服权柄。
Firstly to his parents.
首先顺服他的父母。
The religious leaders.
然后顺服当时的宗教领袖。
John the Baptist.
还有施洗约翰。
Finally to his father.
那最后是他的天父。
And he flowed under authority all through his ministry.
所以在他所有的侍奉当中，一直都走在像顺服权柄底下。
That was the secret to the great authority he carried.
那这就是他有极大权柄的一个秘诀。
He learned to just represent the Father and speak and act on his behalf.
他学会怎么样的来听天父的声音，然后顺服权柄。
So Jesus demonstrated authority over spirits.
所以我们看到耶稣就示范出来怎么样的能够制服魔鬼。
And they recognized it and obeyed him.
然后他就认出这个邪灵，那马上就来制服他们。
Now it's Jesus' intention that you and I, as a believer and a follower of him,
那这个耶稣对每一个信徒他的心意就是要我们能够辨认出这个权柄。
It's his intention we operate with spiritual authority and spiritual power.
耶稣的心意一直都是要他的信徒们都能够认出我们自己的权柄能力，然后使用他们。
When he gave the great commission,
所以当他给了大使命，
he also authorized us to not only proclaim the gospel, but to minister and operate with power.
他不仅是授权我们，让我们要去传福音，同时也让我们知道，他也给我们权柄能力。
He was aware we would go into environments where people needed deliverance.
因为他知道我们将会去到很多一些地方是有人需要被释放的。
They would need someone with authority to cast the evil spirits out of them.
那些人就必须要有人是带着权柄能够来帮助他们得到释放。
In Matthew chapter 12 and verse 28,
比方说马太福音十二章二十八节
，Jesus made this statement.
耶稣这么说。
If I, by the Spirit of God, cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come near to you.
我既然是靠着神的灵来赶出邪鬼，赶出这个邪灵，那么这个神的国就来到你们当中了。
So Jesus' message was the kingdom of God.
所以整个耶稣所传讲的是神的国。
God's rule and authority is available for us to participate in now.
然后他又让我们知道，在神国里头，我们每一个人都可以起来运用我们的权柄。
And the evidence of that are miracles taking place.
那我们可以看到一个明证，就是就会有神迹随着我们。
Not only did Jesus operate that way.
那不仅耶稣自己是这样的运行。
He commissioned us to operate that way.
他也命令我们也要照他这样做。
So not only we entrusted a ministry to people,
所以今天神不只是吩咐我们要我们去服侍人，
but we have authority to deal with spiritual resistance and opposition.
那同时他也授权我们要来去面对抵挡灵界的这些邪灵权势。
So I want to talk about recognizing a spiritual attack and how to deal with it.
所以我现在要跟大家谈的就是怎么认出这种邪灵的攻击。然后怎么处理？
Because if you're determined to walk with Jesus Christ,
如果你真的决心要跟随耶稣基督，
and to live under His authority,
活在他的权柄底下，
as you seek to fulfill what God calls you to do,
而且你全心全意的要寻求完成你生命的呼召，
you will come into conflict with evil spirits.
那你要知道，你就一定会遇到邪灵的攻击。
You may not recognize how they operate.
有的时候你可能不知道他是怎么运作。
You may not recognize when they're attacking you.
或者是当他在攻击你的。时候你没有马上辨认出来。
But this is a reality to face.
但是你要知道，这就是一个事实。
And I want to help you today in understanding what that looks like and how to deal with it.
所以今天我要帮助大家能够去明白恶者的攻击是用什么样的一种方式出现。
So let's start in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 8.
我们一起来看这个彼得前书的第五章第。
It says, "Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour."
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So resist him steadfast in faith, knowing the same sufferings are experienced by your brethren in the world.
第九节，你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
So Peter is giving a number of instructions to followers.
那这个地方彼得他就给信徒有几个指示。
And we want to highlight this particular statement in verse 8.
那特别我们要来看第八节。
Your adversary.
他说你们的仇敌。
That word adversary is a word meaning an opponent at law.
所谓的仇敌也可以是说是一个抵挡你的。
It's like someone trying to find fault and accuse you and then bring you to a law court so you'll be punished.
那也可以讲说是一个想要找机会来控告你，给你定罪的人。
This is the strategy the devil uses against us.
所以这个是魔鬼攻击我们的一个计谋。
To try and bring us under accusation and condemnation so that he can bring a judgment and attack us.
就是他想要找机会能够来控告我们，给我们定罪。
So it says your adversary.
所以他才会说是你们的仇敌。
He's writing to the church.
这个地方彼得是写给教会。
And saying you have an adversary.
然后就提醒教会有仇敌。
That adversary is the devil.
那这个仇敌他后面就讲是魔鬼。
Now the devil himself is not interested in you.
那首先你要知道魔鬼他对你这个人是不感兴趣。
We've already seen the spirit world is structured in a hierarchy.
我们在前面几集有谈到在整个灵界当中都是有阶级之分。
So just as God's kingdom is structured in a hierarchy,
那就像整个在神的国里头也是有阶级之分。
Structured in a chain of command.
那是有整个一连串的阶级不同的这个权柄。
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
有父子圣灵。
There are various levels of angels and angelic activity.
然后在整个天使当中也有各种不同的阶级。
The devil's kingdom is also structured. He's just copied what he saw in heaven.
那魔鬼的国度也是一样，因为他就是是来模仿神的国。
So there are principalities and powers and territorial rulers, and then just wicked spirits.
然后这就是像我们在这个圣经里头看到的，说有一切的在天空执政的、掌权的等等这些。
So the initial resistance you face as a believer.
所以我们就知道魔鬼有一些力量在抵挡信徒。
He's not from the devil himself.
那这个通常有一些不是来自直接来自魔鬼
，but from low-level evil spirit beings，
那而是来自于一些比较低阶层的邪灵。
They observe you, they watch your behavior。
这些低阶层的邪灵是随时在观察你
，they watch your lifestyle，
看着你的生活模式。
And they learn because they've been watching you to see and recognize places you're vulnerable。
因为他随时随地在看你的这个一天你整天的行为模式。
And then to exploit them as much possible。
只要找到这个。有隙可乘，他就会开始来攻击你。
It says you'll be sober and vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion.
所以第八节就说你要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子。
Now I've been to Africa, and when a lion roars, its roar is incredibly intimidating.
如果你去过非洲，然后听见他们这个狮子的吼叫，你会发现那个吼声真的是很惊人的。
So much so that some animals just become petrified and won't move once a lion started to roar.
甚至有一些的这个动物，只要一听到狮子吼叫，他们马上就会受到惊吓。
So demonic spirits seek to intimidate us.
所以这个地方就告诉我们说。魔鬼或者是邪灵，就是找机会要来恐吓我们。
The first strategy is to try and intimidate you, so you become fearful and won't move in the authority God has given you.
所以他的第一个诡计一定是想办法的来恐吓、威胁你，让你活在恐惧底下。
What if that happens? What if something happens to my family?
那你就会开始去想哦，万一做了这个会怎么样？然后这个会有什么不好的事情发生在我的家人身上
？So many believers live intimidated.
所以他第一个就是要让你活在这样的一个恐惧、威吓底下。
They live in fear of the spirit world.
那你活在一种恐惧的环境底下。
Rather than forcing it to be subject to them in Jesus' name.
而是你没有办法，然后就让你。没有办法奉耶稣的名来制服他们。
So demonic spirits operate against your life.
所以你看到邪灵，他找机会来攻击你的生命。
To try and intimidate you.
想要恐吓你。
To draw you and entice you into sin.
然后也会吸引你，引诱你要去犯罪。
And to find ways to oppress you.
然后找机会来辖制你。
And if possible, gain entrance to your life and begin to destroy you either in your body or your soul.
最后找机会进入你的生命里头，然后攻击你，破坏你的这个身体健康或其他部分。
So it says he seeks whom he may devour or consume.
所以他就讲说，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So this is the reality. You live in a spiritual war zone.
所以你要知道，这是一个很真实的情形。你活在一个属灵的战场上。
And if you don't choose to fight, you'll be overwhelmed and you'll be defeated and suffer as a result.
你如果选择不面对你的仇敌，不起来征战，那么你的结果就一定是会被打输、被制服。
It says this is not just true for you.
所以这不只是你会面对。
It said the same sufferings are experienced by your brethren in the world.
他彼得后面就讲说，其他的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
So what he's saying is that while we live in this world, all of us face this kind of pressure.
换句话说，我们要知道。我们所有活在这人世间的每一个人都会遇到这种问题。
So here's the good news.
但是有一个好消息。
You're not the only one facing pressures and difficulties.
当然，第一个好消息就是你要知道你不孤单。
And God promises that he will help us.
那也知道神已经应许要来帮助我们。
Let me give you an example of that, but keep your, keep 1 Peter 5 in mind.
那我们来看另外一个例子，但是先把你的，你就先记，放一个这个书签在这个彼得前书第五章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13,
那我们来看哥林多前书第十章十三节。
It says, there's no temptation overtaken you that's not common to man.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
So whatever you're facing,
所以不管你现在遇到什么
other people are facing the same thing.
你要知道也有人在面对。
The devil tempts you and draws and entices you.
那魔鬼想会想尽办法来引诱你试探你。
By tempting you to believe your answers lie outside of God and his provision.
比方说他会引诱你让你相信说你得不到神的供应。
So no temptation overtaken you that's not common to man.
所以这个地方就讲说你所遇见各式各样的试探都不是人所不能承受的。
Every person gets tempted.
每一个人都会遇到试探。
But God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
That means you can rely on God to help you.
这个意思就是你可以来依靠神帮助你。
When it says God is faithful, this is his nature.
那只要讲到神是信实，这就是他的属性。
He will never fail you.
他绝对不会叫你失望。
He will never abandon you.
他也不会离弃你。
He'll never reject you.
他也不会拒绝你。
Even if you fail,
即便你失败
he still won't abandon you.
那神还是不会遗弃你。
He will get you up.
他一定会把你拉起来。
He is faithful.
因为他是信实的。
Even if we're unfaithful,
所以即便我们不忠心于他
God remains faithful.
但是神还是信实的。
The devil doesn't want you to believe that.
但魔鬼不要你相信。
But if you fail and fall over,
他会让你认为你只要失败犯错。
God is faithful.
那但是你要知道神是信实的。
You can get straight back up again.
你可以重新站起来的。
Get back into the battle again.
再一次回到战场上。
No temptation overtaken you, but which is common to man, God is faithful.He will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able.
所以你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于你所能受的。
And he will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you can bear it.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
We tend to want a life free of problems.
那我们很容易就会去开始扩大我们的这个问题。
But God wants to grow and mature you.
但事实上，神是要透过问题来让我们成长成熟。
So here's what this verse tells us.
所以这一节告诉我们的是
，Temptation and difficulties are going to come to you.
不论是试探这个困难都会我们都会出现。
It doesn't matter what level of spiritual maturity we have, temptations come to us.
不管今天我们在属灵生命有多成熟我们都还是会遇见试探。
And here's the plus.
但是有一个好处。
God is faithful.
那就是神是信实的。
And here's how his faithfulness shows in two ways.
那他要怎么彰显他的信实呢
?The first way,
有两个方式第一个。
Whatever comes against you,
不管有什么事情抵挡你。
God will ensure it's never too big for you.
神他已经应许你绝对不会超过你所能够受的。
It may feel big,
你可能会看起来好像很严重，会觉得无法承受。
But that's an illusion.
但那个只是一个假，一个幻象。
God's word says very clearly.
那你要知道，神已经说了。
He will not permit you to be tempted above what you're able.
他绝对不会叫你承受你所无法承受的试探。
So God will make sure you can't be pressured.
所以神他就让你知道，这个压力不会胜过你。
Above the level you're capable of handling at that time.
你绝对不会被这个压力所胜过。
And here's the second way God's faithfulness is recognized.
那第二个神彰显信实的方式。
With the temptation, he'll make a way of escape that you can bear it.
就是当你在面对试探的时候，神也一定会为你开一条出路。
So God's way of escape is not running away to another place.
但是不要认为这个神所开的出路是让我们逃避现实、逃避问题。
If you run to another place, you are still there.
你要知道，你不管跑到哪里，以后这个问题还是会出现。
And the problems follow you.
这个问题会一直跟着你。
So here's how God's faithfulness is demonstrated.
所以我们要看到神怎么彰显他的信实。
Whatever you're facing now,
就是不管你现在面对什么状况。
You face in the future,
不管未来会遇到什么状况
in your personal life and circumstances,
不管是在个人生命或外在的环境
God is faithful.
都要记得神是信实的
One, the temptation, you are able to handle it.
然后再来你要认出你能够来承受这个试探
It's not too much for you.
你绝对不会超过你所能够胜的
God knows exactly what you can handle.
然后神他一定会容许你能够承受的程度
And he only allows so much pressure to come on you.
他只会容许你所能够承受的压力
Because he wants to grow you.
那是因为他要让你长大成熟
Now here's the thing. When the temptation comes to you.
那接下来我们说当试探出现
When the problem comes to you.
问题出现
The Bible says God will with it make a way of escape that you can bear it.
那你就要记得，神已经应许，他一定会为你开一条出路。
So when the devil sends a problem to you,
所以当魔鬼来制造问题
，when the devil sends a pressure to you,
或者他制造一些压力
，with it is a way of escape.
那你要知道，在伴随在他后面的就是有一条出路。
We don't tend to see the way of escape.
可是通常我们不会先看到出路。
We feel overwhelmed with the problem and the pressure.
我们会觉得这个问题压力太大，无法承受。
But God promises.
但是神应许了。
It's not too big.
他说不会太大的。
Don't say you can't take it.
所以不要再讲我无法承受。
Don't say you can't handle it.
不要再想我承受不了。
It's denying the word of God.
那你只要这么说，你就是忽略了神的话。
He gives grace to the humble.
那你要知道，神要赐恩给谦卑的人。
Of course, if you try and handle it in your own strength, you won't get far.
当然，如果你要靠自己的力量来面对，就没有办法。
You can't overcome spiritual problems with natural solutions.
你不能靠这种天然人的一种方式，自然界的方式来胜过属灵的问题。
Spiritual problems have to be overcome by spiritual power.
所有一切属灵的问题，必须要借由属灵的能力才能胜过。
So let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 2.
现在再回来。
1 Peter chapter 5.
再来这个刚才所讲的彼得前书第五章。
Now he tells us to do several things.
我们再回到这经文，他教导我们做几件事情。
So let's read what God instructs us to do.
我们来看看神对我们的教导。
In the midst of telling us that we're going to face demonic pressure and problems in the world,
当他一开始先告诉我们说你要做好心理准备，一定会有邪灵起来攻击你。
He says, "Listen, everyone faces those things."
然后你要记住，神也说了，每一个人都会遇到。
So he tells us to do some things.
所以他就接下来说，那你要做几件事。
In verse 6,
但是在第六节
，Humble yourself under the hand of God.
第一个就是你要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
And he will exalt you in due time.
然后到了时候，他必叫你升高。
You may be facing pressure.
你可能会遇到压力。
Maybe facing issues you feel you can't break through in.
可能现在遇到一些你觉得无法突破的状况。
But come before the Lord humbly.
可这个时候你要谦卑来到神的面前。
And depend on His grace to help you.
然后来倚靠他的恩典胜过这一切。
And in due time.
那到了时候。
He will lift you up.
他就一定会叫你抬高。
We kind of want the problems to go immediately.
我们通常人的倾向是希望问题马上消失。但是神有他定的时间。
Because He uses problems to cause us to grow and be stronger and more mature.
因为通常他会使用借由那些问题来让我们的生命长大成熟。
So number one, he says, humble yourself.
所以第一个他就讲，你要先自卑谦卑。
Lean upon God by prayer.
然后借由祷告来倚靠神的大能。
Second thing he says is cast all your care on Him because He cares about you.
然后第七节他就讲到说，你要把一切的忧虑都卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
The biggest problem people face in life.
那通常我们人遇到最大的问题是
is anxiety.
就是忧虑。
They worry.
我们常常担忧。
And notice what he says, cast your care on him.
所以这个地方就是要把你的一切忧虑卸给神。
Because he cares for you.
因为他顾念你们。
So when the devil attacks and pressures you,
所以当魔鬼用压力来攻击你
，feel worried about your finances, about your marriage, about your work, about your future.
或者你就开始对你的财务、工作、婚姻等等开始担忧。
He also lies to you.
那你要记得，魔鬼也会向你说话。
God doesn't care about you.
他会让你说啊，神不在乎你，没有人在乎你。
But here's the truth.
可是你要知道真理。
God cares about you.
就是神顾念你。
It's got nothing to do with your condition.
这个和你的状况完全没有关系。
Whether you're good or bad, whether you succeed or fail.
不管是人生顺利不顺利。
He cares for you.
神都要顾念你。
God's love for you is not conditional.
神对你的爱是不带条件的。
It doesn't depend on your performance.
也不在乎你的表现。
You're His child. He cares for you.
你是他的孩子，他就要关心你。
So when you come to Him and humble yourself.
所以当你来到他的面前谦卑自己。
You can cast your care on Him.
你就能够把一切的忧虑交给他。
That's quite a strong word.
那这是一个很强烈的字眼。
Because emotional impact of anxiety.
因为你想想看，忧虑对我们情绪、情感的这种影响。
We come divided in our mind.
就会很容易的整个就辖制住我们的思想意念。
And God wants us to hurl that care, that concern upon Him.
但是神就命令我们一定要把这样的焦虑完全交托出去给他。
To push it away from ourselves onto Him.
或许应该更强烈的是讲说，完全把它给推挤出去。
And to hold onto His words.
然后抓住神的话语。
Hold onto His promises.
抓住他的应许。
This is be sober, be vigilant.
所以他接下来就说你要谨守警醒。
Be sober means to be free from all kinds of influences that affect your judgment.
所谓的谨守，就是你要能够去先认清所有会影响你判断力的这些东西。
Keep a clear head when you're under pressure.
意思是要让你的头脑保持清醒。
It says, be vigilant.
所以你要警醒。
Stay awake, stay alert, so you're spiritually aware and sensitive.
是要让你整个全人，尤其是你的灵人，随时要保持一个清醒的状态。
So when we build a daily relationship with the Lord and develop our prayer life and time in His Word,
当我们每一天愿意花时间好好的来亲近神，读神的话语。
Time in His presence sensitizes us.
那花时间亲近神，就会让我们能够更灵敏，
more easily.
开始更容易的辨别一些事情。
Be sober.
所以你要警醒。
Be vigilant.
你要谨守。
And the reason is because you've got an enemy who's chasing you.
那是因为你要知道有仇敌一直要追赶你，他们要来吞吃你。
And it says, resist him firmly.Or consistently in faith.
然后接下来就是说，你一定要用坚固的信心抵挡他。
So notice that we're required to resist.
所以神要求我们要抵挡。
And here's why you're required to resist.
那你神你的要你神对你的要求是什么？
Because if you don't resist,
就是如果你不抵挡，
the spiritual pressure will overwhelm you, defeat you.
这种属灵的压力会让你无法承受。
And the good things in your life will be taken away.
所有你人生应该出现的好处都会消失。
But here's the positive side.
那我们要看到好的一面。
When we learn to resist the devil,
就是当我们愿意学会抵挡魔鬼。
When we set our will to stand against him,
当我们下定决心来抵挡他。
We respond according to God's directives.
当我们按照神的吩咐来回应，
we become stronger.
我们就会更刚强，
spiritually strengthened.
那这个属灵方面就会得到力量。
Every time you overcome a spiritual attack,
那每一次你只要战胜这种属灵的攻击，
you get stronger.
你就会越来越刚强，
spiritually stronger.
属灵上面更刚强。
It's like going to a gym.
那就好像去健身房。
They tell you about your diet, eating the right kind of food.
首先会告诉你你应该怎么样的调整你的饮食习惯。
But if you want to get muscles,
可是如果你要这个锻炼一些肌肉，
they make you push against a resistance.
他们就会叫你去做一些健身动作。
They get you working out.
那你就会发现你一定要去锻炼。
And after a while, your strength increases.
当你好好去锻炼的时候，就会有一些力量出现。
So when we face problems in life,
所以在人生当中遇到问题。
And instead of trying to deal with them in our own strength,
那与其是用靠自己的力量来处理，
we lean into God,
我们要先来倚靠神，
pushing the care on him,
把我们的忧虑交给他，
and stand in faith against the devil,
然后凭信心来抵挡魔鬼，
we get the victory,
这个时候就会有胜利，
and we get to grow stronger,
那这个时候就会长大成熟。
Hey, join us for the second half in this teaching.
那休息之后我们再回来继续谈。
We'll be back in a few minutes.
那我们休息一下再回来。
Welcome back to Good TV and welcome to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家收看今天好消息，我们这个属灵权柄系列的节目。
And we're talking today about recognizing and overcoming spiritual attack.
我们要在这个系列谈到怎么样的能够认出我们的属灵权柄以及制服所有的邪灵攻击。
We're going to look at an example out of the Old Testament.
那在这一集我们要从旧约来看。
And I want to show you how the patterns of a spiritual attack can be quite easily identified.
那首先要帮助大家知道说，我们其实能够透过一些简单的方法就认出邪灵攻击。
Because if you're not aware when a spirit is pushing against you,
因为如果你没有辨认出来是有邪灵在背后操作，
it's almost certain you won't resist them.
那你当然就没有办法起来抵挡。
And we saw in 1 Peter 5:8,
那我们在上一集有看到彼得前书五章八节，
sober,
他就告诉我们要谨守警醒，
vigilant,
而且要警醒起来，
and resist,
然后要抵挡。
So this is your life.
所以这就是你的人生。
You have a personal adversary.
那你自己人生就有仇敌。
You need to learn how to recognize his attacks on you and push back on them.
所以首先你一定要认出来攻击你人生的仇敌，你才有办法抵挡。
So in 1 Kings chapter 19, we find Elijah the prophet.
那我们来看旧约列王记上19章，这个地方是先知以利亚。
And Elijah had a most successful day.
我们看到以利亚这个时候是来到他人生的高峰。
He had challenged the prophets of Baal.
因为他之前他已经来挑战这些这个巴利的假先知，然后有火从天上降下。
The drought had broken as a result of his prayer.
那后面也看到这一切的旱灾因为他的祷告然后就解除。
And the prophets of Baal were all killed.
那所有巴利的假先知都被杀了。
And now there's a retaliation.
那来到这个地方我们就看到一些的攻击出现。
So when we make a decision to advance the kingdom,
所以你要知道当我们决 心要来扩展神的国。
We'll step up in a way we haven't stepped up before.
然后我们就会被提升到一个过去都没有进去的位置。
When we start to get into prayer, strong prayer.
那当我们开始进入一个很强烈的祷告里。
And asserting the spiritual authority over our sphere of influence.
那开始来释放这个属灵的权柄进入到我们的影响力范围。
There's usually some form of resistance.
那你要知道，就一定都会一些抵挡出现。
So it's helpful to recognize how it comes.
那前面我们谈到底要怎么样去辨认出来。
We want to look at Elijah.
那现在我们来看以利亚。
And what happened to him.
那他所遇到的事情。
Then I want to share with you how you address spiritual conflict coming against you.
然后来教你怎么样的能够去辨认出来，然后去命令他们。
So in 1 Kings 19 verse 1, Ahab told Jezebel all Elijah had done and how he had executed all the prophets with the sword.
从第一节开始，亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。
And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so that the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚告诉他说，明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。
And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there.
以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。
And he went into a one day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree and prayed that he might die.
自己在旷野里走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死。
It's enough now, Lord, take my life. I'm no better than my father's.
他说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
And then he lay and slept under the broom tree.
他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。
So Elijah has experienced a great breakthrough in his ministry.
我们要记得，在这之前，以利亚他经历到极大的一个这个得胜。
His assignment was to the nation of Israel.
那神给他的一个任务是要对以色列民工作。
To confront the worship of Baal.
然后要来面对这个拜巴利的这些假先知。
And to revive the nation and bring them back to God.
然后要能够让整个以色列国要回到神的面前。
But now we find him lying under a tree.
可是现在看到这个先知躺在罗藤树下。
And all he wants to do is to die.
他只想要求死。
In other words, he does not wish to continue his assignment. He's actually withdrawn from his assignment.
换句话说，他这个时候是他不想再面对他的这个任务，他想要整个退回他的任务。
Now remember what we've said. If you withdraw from your assignment,
那我们前面有谈到，当你选择从你的任务项目退回下来
，you give up spiritual authority,
就等于你放弃了你的属灵权柄。
And it comes back against you.
那这个时候邪灵就会起来抵挡你。
So what happened to Elijah?
那以利亚遇到什么事呢
？He came under spiritual attack.
他遇到了一个邪灵的攻击。
This woman Jezebel, that's in the Old Testament,
这个在旧约出现的耶洗别
had 400 prophets of her own that ate at her table.
在那个时候呢，她一直都有四百位的先知。
And they were involved in witchcraft and spiritism of all horrendous kinds.
那这些四百位的先知随时随地在行各样邪术巫术。
And her goal was to destroy all the prophets in the nation.
那她的唯一的目标就是要毁掉在以色列国所有属神的先知。
And she killed very, very many of them.
所以她那个时候已经杀了很多的先知。
And so she sends a messenger to Elijah.
这个时候，他又派了一个使者去见以利亚。
Very often, the way the devil attacks us is through the words of people.
那你会发现，魔鬼来攻击我们，常常会借由一些人说的话。
A threat was sent.
比方说是一种恐吓。
Threat to destroy his life.
恐吓要这个杀了以利亚。
Destroy his reputation.
要毁了他的名誉。
Destroy his finances.
要或者毁了你的财务。
Destroy his character.
毁了你的整个性格。
There was a threat came against him.
所以总是会有一种恐吓出现。
Spoken through a person.
那透过一个人说出来。
So this kind of spirit when it attacks us.
那当有这样的邪灵出现要攻击我们。
Very intimidating.
那你就会觉得受到威胁。
So if something comes against you.
所以一旦有一个东西要来攻击你，抵挡你。
From the spirit world,
有的时候是很直接从灵界出现
，pressuring you or speaking to you，
直接就来，好像压在你的身上对你说话。
Or can come through the words people speak.
那有的时候他是会选择用人来对你说话。
Strong words attacking you，
是一种很强烈攻击你的话语
，accusing you，
控告你
，intimidating you，
或者是威胁你。
But behind the words is a spirit.
但其实，在那些话的背后是邪灵的操控。
Jesus said, "The words I speak, they are spirit and life."
但是耶稣他讲说，我所说的话是带下。
So when God speaks to us,
所以当神对我们说话
，He speaks words that empower us and bring life to us.
他 给我们的话语一定是带下能力。
When demons speak,
但是当邪灵说话
they speak words that disempower us.
那些话语一定会让我们就失去能力。
And affect us in our emotions and spirit.
而且会在情绪上面和灵里面影响我们。
And it said Elijah saw that and rose and ran for his life.
那我们刚才看到就是以利亚看见这样的光景就起来逃命。
So the first thing that happened is he yielded to fear.
所以首先看到以利亚的反应是他马上就降服于这种恐惧。
Fear is a spirit.
所以恐惧是一个邪灵。
In 2 Timothy 1:7 it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind.
我们要在提摩太后书的第一章七节看到说神所给我们的不是一个惧怕的灵乃是一个刚强谨守仁爱的心。
Fear is a negative picture of the future.
所以你要知道这个恐惧其实是在代表说我们对未来所未知的事情感受到的恐惧。
It affects our emotions and spirit.
那个就会影响我们的情绪还有我们的灵。
When you start to fear,
当你开始害怕
you start to focus on yourself.
你就开始专注在自己身上。
Fear causes us to shut down.
那恐惧会让我们很容易就关上心门。
Unless we arise in faith and overcome it and rebuke it.
除非我们马上选择凭信心站起来斥责这个邪灵。
So he began to shut down.
那我们会开始就关上门。
And he lost his perspective.
封闭自己然后就失去了整个该有的客观的。
He stopped seeing his assignment.
我们就会失去那个该有的观感。
He stopped seeing how big God was.
然后看不见神有多伟大。
His perspective was distorted.
所以整个以利亚的一个这个眼光就已经失去了一个平衡。
And that's what spiritual attack does to you.
那这个邪灵的攻击就会产生这种影响。
It seeks to affect the way you think and the way you feel.
它会影响你的一个眼光和感受。
So your perspective gets distorted.
那你的整个眼光会被扭曲。
And you feel overwhelmed by negative future.
你就会被一个好像这种未知的这种消极性的未来感受到无法承受。
And instead of resisting and fighting.
那你就觉得没有办法起来抵挡。
Instead of standing strong in faith and resisting.
或者是你就选择你不要起来抵挡。
He ran or he withdrew inside from his assignment.
以利亚在那个时候就是他起来他就逃命然后从他的任务上面选择就退回
He went to Beersheba which is the other end of Israel
那我们看到这边讲说跑到这个别士巴其实是另外一个地方去
But it was just as bad there as it was where he was
那事实上在别士巴也是一样很糟糕的
Because Elijah's daughter lived in Beersheba and she was just as evil as Jezebel's daughter lived in Beersheba and she was just as evil as Jezebel was
因为耶洗别的女儿就住在别士巴，所以即便以利亚跑到别士巴，也是一样状况很糟糕。
You notice the next thing he did was he isolated. He left his servant there.
那这个我们刚刚看到，他说他把他的仆人留在那里，换句话说就是孤立自己。
Then he sat down.
然后他坐下来。
He became passive.
坐下来是一种消极。
There's no fight left in him.
就是我不想再征战。
Then he became depressed.
然后他开始变成沮丧。
And finally he became suicidal.
那开始就有自杀倾向。
Praying for God to kill him and take him out of the way.
他就开始向神求死。
So I want you to notice a progression when spiritual attack goes unchallenged.
所以我们从这一段可以看到一个在邪灵攻击底下会出现的一连串的事情。他刚开始与神同行。
God was working with him.
那神与他同工。
And then attack came against him.
然后邪灵开始攻击他。
Rather than resisting in faith.
那他没有凭信心来抵挡。
He allowed fear to get into him.
他就让恐惧进入他心里。
Then here's the progression.
那我们就看到整个过程。
He lost his perspective of what God could do and who God was.
第一个就是他失去一个神能够工作的眼光。
He withdrew from his assignment.
然后他就从他的任务上退下来。
He isolated in his relationships.
接下来就孤立自己。
Then he sat down inside, became passive.
那接下来坐下来就是消极，不采取动作。
Then depressed.
然后变得沮丧。
And then suicidal.
最后有自杀倾向。
So when witchcraft spirits attack a person,
所以我们看见一旦一个巫术的灵来攻击人
，they feel intimidated.
他就会先感觉被威胁。
And if they don't fight and overcome it,
那如果没有马上起来反抗
，they withdraw.
他们就会退回
，begin to isolate，
他们会退缩，然后孤立自己
，become passive，
那变得消极
，depressed，
那沮丧
，and then suicidal，
那最后有自杀倾向。
What he needed to do was fight。
那这个时候我们所需要做只有一件事，就起来抵抗。
God restored this man。
那最后神恢复了这个人。
He eventually ended up in a cave, and God spoke these words to him。
那后面你可以看到他躲到山洞里，但是神对他说话。
What are you doing here, Elijah?
神就问他说：“你躲在这里做什么
？”You don't belong here。
你不属于这个地方。
You're the man I appointed to change the nation。
你是我拣选出来要改变这个国家的。
I need you to fulfill your task。
我需要你完成你的任务。
And God recommissioned him back to the task again。
所以神重新的又指派他出去完成他的任务。
So spiritual pressure can be extremely real.
所以这种属灵的攻击压制有可能是很真实。
And its design is to intimidate.
那它的目的就是要威胁你。
Cause us to lose our faith and confidence in God.
然后让我们失去在神里面的这样的信心确据。
Withdraw from the assignment we're given.
那我们就会从我们的任务上退缩下来。
Isolate relationally.
然后在人际关系上我们想退缩，想要孤立自己。
Become passive and shut down.
整个人生变得非常的消极负面。
And then depressed and come into agreement with death.
那最后变成非常沮丧。以致想自杀。
God wants us to learn to overcome these attacks.
但是神要我们从这样的一种攻击底下要学习。
In Revelation chapter 12,
我们来看启示录的第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12,
启示录第十二章。
It's talking here about the attacks of the devil.
这边也讲到魔鬼的攻击。
Look what it says.
我们来看怎么说的。
It says in verse 10.
第十节。
The accuser of our brethren.Who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down.
第十节的后半段，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血。
And by the word of their testimony.
和自己所见证的道。
For they did not love their lives even to death.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Now notice it says that the devil accuses people day and night. This is a relentless activity.
所以你要看到这个地方清楚讲说魔鬼是昼夜控告我们。
And it said they overcame him.
但是这些弟兄都胜过了。
They overcame this accusation.
胜过这些控告。
This can happen to you at any point.
所以你也是一样。
You feel condemned.
随时你可能会感受到被控告，你觉得我不够好。
God doesn't care about me.
神不关心我。
All kinds of negative thoughts pushing into your mind.
或者一些不同的这种消极的思想进入你的里面。
It said they overcame him.
但是圣经说已经胜过了。
That means to subdue, to get the victory over.
换句话说是制服了，胜过了。
How did they do it?
那这些人怎么胜过的？
Three things. Number
三件事，第一件。
By the blood of the Lamb.
靠羔羊的血。
By holding fast in what Jesus has done for us at the cross.
就是要紧紧抓住，要记得耶稣基督为我们成就的事。
At the cross, Jesus represented us and defeated the devil.
耶稣他在十字架上代表我们，然后受死在十字架上胜过魔鬼。
Winning the victory over demonic attack.
所以要能够胜过邪灵攻击。
We must believe and hold on to what Jesus has done for us.
第一就是要记住耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就的。要靠告诉自己，我属于耶稣，我已经靠他的血得到救赎，我已经得到赦免，我是被神接受的。
Secondly, by the word of their testimony.
第二是借由他们自己所见证的道。
You have to learn to speak.
你必须学会怎么说话。
You have to speak the word of God.
你要释放出神的话语。
You need to speak into the atmosphere.
要对整个灵界来说。
Speak and address spirits.
你要指出那些邪灵。
We have to declare with our mouth.
那我们要靠我们的口来说话。
What the word of God says.
说出神的话怎么说的。
When Jesus was attacked by the devil in the wilderness.
就连魔这个耶稣自己在旷野里被魔鬼试探。
He experienced relentless attacks.
他一直不断的受到很多的试探攻击。
Three of them are recorded.
那特别其中有三个被记录下来。
Where the devil attacked him.
他清楚记载魔鬼怎么攻击他。第一个攻击他的身份。
If you're the son of God, prove it.
他说：“如果你是真的是神儿子，证明给我看。”
And in each case when Jesus was attacked,
那每一次耶稣被攻击。
He believed God's word.
他第一个耶稣先相信神的话。
And he spoke God's word.
第二个他就说出神的话。
God's word is a sword.
我们要知道神的话就是刀是
剑。It's a sword that gives authority over the evil spirits.
那是给我们胜过邪灵的一把刀剑。
You have to learn to speak the word of God.
所以你要学会怎么说出神的话。
If we're going to have victory and
如果我们要看到有胜利
to exercise spiritual authority,
能够运用我们的属灵权柄
you must learn to speak.
你一定要学会怎么说话。
Speak directly to the demons.
直接对邪灵说话。
Directly to the circumstances,
直接对你的环境说话
and declare what God's word says.
然后宣告出神的话
So spiritual attacks come to undermine your standing with God.
所以这种属灵的攻击，它会让你好像就
intimidate you.
它会来威胁你，看清你和神的关系
distort your view of God.
然后来扭曲你对神的认识
So you withdraw from relationship with Him.
那你就会从和神的关系上退缩下来
and withdraw from doing what you're called to do.
那你也会从一个你本来该去完成的事情退缩下来。
These things come in many different forms.
那当然会用不同的形式出现。
But here's the key verse we've been speaking of in this area of spiritual authority.
但是我们看到了这样一个很关键的经文。
James 4:7.
我们前面谈到的是雅各书4:7，顺服神。
Resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼。
He will flee from you.
他一定会逃跑。
Submit to God.
所以要顺服神。
Align your life with heaven.
要让你的生命对准天国。
Resist.
然后你要抵挡
Speak words directly,
直接对魔鬼说话
to confront the spirit beings,
要直接面对这些邪灵
confront the circumstances,
直接面对你的环境状况
We've got to learn to speak God's words.
我们一定要学会怎么样来说出神的话
God created this world by speaking his word.
神他起初就借由他的话来创造整个世界
Jesus did miracles by speaking the word.
耶稣也是借由说话来行神迹
Jesus cast out demons by a word.
耶稣借由说话来赶魔鬼
Spiritual authorityis exercised by your words.
所以整个我们运用属灵权柄就是透过我们说话。
So let me give you a few steps.
所以我现在来给几个
步骤。That
will help
you practically if you're facing spiritual pressure, spiritual opposition.
帮助你在面对到这种属灵的一种辖制压力的时候，你就能够马上胜过。
Firstly, identify what you're feeling and what you're experiencing.
首先要先能够去分辨出你现在的一个感受，或者你
Try to put a name on what you feel.
你察觉到的东西，你要能够指出它的一个名字。
Putting a name on your feelings.
所以，比方说，你要分辨出你现在的感受是什么样的东西。
It helps identify them and bring them to the light.
那这个时候就能够把它们好像暴露出来。
I'm feeling grieved.
比方说，我觉得忧伤。
I'm feeling afraid.
我觉得害怕。
I'm feeling intimidated.
我觉得受威胁。
I'm feeling down.
我觉得很沮丧，很低沉。
I'm feeling heavy.
我觉得很沉重。
I'm feeling condemned.
我觉得被控告。
I'm feeling low esteem.
我觉得这个好像没有这个自我形象。
Putting a name on your feelings.
所以你要对你的感受能够指认出来。
Helps the process of identifying the problem.
那这个在这个整个过程是很重要的。
On the dashboard of your car.
那比方说。
There are small lights that light up.
在整个这个我们知道在车子上面的这一个仪表板上面有不同的灯。
They are indicators.
这些灯它是有一些的这个指示。
So when a light goes on the dashboard of your car, it's an indicator.
那在你的仪表板上有一个灯它亮了，你就知道它告诉你有什么问题。
The light is not the problem, but it indicates where the problem lies.
所以开车的人都知道，那个灯亮不是灯有问题，而是告诉你哪里有问题。
The fuel light comes on.
如果说是这个汽油的部分。
The problem's not the light.
那所以你要知道，这个灯亮了不是灯有问题。
The light just points to the real problem. Fuel is running low.
它只是告诉你说你现在的油箱已经快要空了。
The oil light comes on.
所以那这个时候这个灯它就会亮。
The problem's not the light.
所以问题不是灯。
It indicates the oil is running low or there's a problem in the oil.
它只是告诉你可能是油箱空了或者是油箱有问题。
So you read the indicator light and.Look to what is the real problem.
换句话说，你就会学会怎么样先辨认出仪表板每一个灯它所代表的是什么。
So once you practice becoming sensitive or aware,
那当你在你的生命上面，你开始不断的操练。
Aware of the sensations you're feeling,
你能够对你自己的情绪很敏锐。
And you put a name on them,
然后能够指认出来是哪一种情绪。
You begin the process then of being able to deal with it.
那你就能够接下来的过这个整个步骤。
Identify the feeling.
所以第一个要认出你的情绪。
What triggered that feeling?
那然后要认出是什么东西引发这个情绪。
What happened that caused you to feel that way?
发生了什么事情让你有这个感受
？Was it something you thought? Was it something someone said?
是因为你的思想，或者是有人说了什么话
？Was it something someone did?
或者是有些人的行为
？Were you reminded of something?
或者是你有什么事情提醒你了什么事
？Trying to connect the feeling to what it's associated with.
所以你接下来就是你要去认出这个情绪和什么样的事情是有连结。
Is it something inside you need to resolve?
那或者是你心里面有什么东西要处理解决的
？Is it something outside you?
或者是外面的环境是你要解决的
？Pray strongly in the tongues.
接下来你要这个用这个就是进入一个强烈的方言祷告。
Praying in tongues energizes your spirit.
这个方言祷告能够让你的灵人有活力。
Starts to build you up inside.
它能够建造你的灵人。
In 1 Corinthians 14:14.
在这个哥林多前书十四章十四节。
In the praise in an unknown tongue.
他讲到说，当你用方言祷告。
His spirit is praying.
是你的灵在祷告。
It says in verse 4, he is building up himself.
然后第四节又讲到说，是在建造你的灵人。
So praying in tongues energizes you.
所以换句话说，方言祷告能够给你活力。
Sensitizes your spirit.
让你的灵人更敏锐。
Because when you're under attack spiritually.
因为当你在灵方面受到攻击
，tends to affect your thoughts and your emotions.
它第一个通常会影响你的思想还有情绪。
So energize your spirit.
所以你要先让你的灵人要有活跃起来。
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what the issue is.
然后求圣灵光照你是什么问题。
And then speak directly to it.
那接下来你要直接对那个认出来的东西说话。
It may seem strange to do that.
那当然很多人听到会觉得很奇怪。
I can remember one time I was praying.
我记得有一次我在祷告。
And as I was praying, my mind was filling with these unclean pictures.
那当我开始祷告，我就发现我的思想开始出现很多不洁净的图画。
And then I began to feel thoughts that condemn me.
那我就发现这些图画就开始控告我。
How can God answer your prayer? Look what you're thinking.
那这我就有一个控告的声音会说，神怎么可能垂听你的祷告？因为你有不洁净的思想，所以我就开始受搅扰。
I said, Lord, what is all of this?
我就想说，主啊，怎么会是这个样子
？And he said, it's an unclean spirit.
那神就让我知道说是一个不洁净的灵。
It's putting thoughts in your mind.
这个巫鬼呢，他让你开始有不洁净的思想。
And then it's accusing you of thinking those thoughts.
然后接下来就来控告你的思想。
Rebuke it and it'll go away.
那你马上来斥责他，他就会离开。
So I prayed in tongues.
然后马上方言祷告。
Commanded the unclean spirit to go.
然后命令这个巫鬼离去。
Forbade its operation against me.
禁止他来攻击我。
Commanded it to go.
命令他离开。
And immediately the atmosphere changed.
那马上整个氛围就改变。
The whole spiritual atmosphere around me changed.
那我就感受到这个旁边的环境改变。
And I became aware of the presence of God.
那我就已经开始察觉神的同在。
I remember one time I had to take a funeral service.
那还有一次我是主持安息礼拜。
And it was held in a crematorium, which is not a very nice place anyway.
那但是它是在殡仪馆，所以不是一个很好的环境。
And it was particularly difficult because the woman was an unbeliever who committed suicide.
那一次状况也特别很难进行，是因为这个往生的人他本身不是基督徒。
And when I went into that area of this crematorium,
而且他是自杀，所以我那一次进去到这个殡仪馆里头。
I went into the little chapel that they had.
那首先我先到这个殡仪馆它旁边一个小房间。
And I felt heavy as I'm trying to pray.
那我当我开始要祷告，我就觉得非常的沉重。
And I just identified I am feeling a heaviness.
所以首先我就先认出来，我感受到一种沉重。
What is that Holy Spirit?
那我就问圣灵这是什么
？And he said it's a spirit of grief and death.
那圣灵就告诉我这是一个忧伤的灵，还有死亡的灵。
I spoke into the atmosphere.
那我马上就对整个属灵环境说话。我就说忧伤的灵，死亡的灵。
I bind your operation.
我要捆绑你的这个工作。
I command you to go now.
我现在命令你离开。
And just swept my hand like that.
那我就让我的手做这样的一个动作。
And immediately the atmosphere cleared.
那马上我就感受到整个环境就干净了。
And the people that came with me.
那后来跟我一起同行的人。
Were shocked by the change in spiritual atmosphere.
他们也可以很具体的感受到整个属灵的氛围。
So what are some of the keys?
所以我们讲到一些的关键。
Try and identify what you're feeling or experiencing.
前面第一个就是你要认出很明确的认出你的感受，然后要认出那是什么样的感受。
What triggered that feeling?
然后是什么引发那个感受
？That may give you a clue to what it is.
那就可以让你能够知道是什么东西。
Pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit.
接下来方言祷告。
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
听圣灵的声音。
And then speak into the spirit world.
然后直接对灵界说话。
Forbid the operation of that spirit.
禁止这个邪灵的工作。
Command it to go.
命令它出去。
Speak the word of God over your situation.
然后对那个环境、对你的状况说出神的话。
Start to declare God's word.
要开始宣告神的话。
The Bible tells us to strongly hold our confession of faith.
那圣经就已经吩咐我们要好好的来见证，要抓住神的话，凭信心抓住。
And then begin to praise the Lord.
然后开始来赞美神。
So if anxiety is coming over you,
如果你发现有忧虑
，and you start to feel that anxiety,
你开始感受到有忧虑
，identify it. What caused that?
那你要认出来是什么事情让你忧虑
？Father, I cast this care upon you right now.
然后你说天父要现在把忧虑卸给你。
I release it into your hands.
我要把它交给你。
Knowing you care for me.
知道你顾念我。
I speak to that spirit of anxiety and fear.
现在对这个忧虑恐惧的灵说话。
I forbid your operations against me.
我禁止你一切抵挡我的工作。
I bind and break all assignments against me.
我要捆绑你一切的作为。
I command you to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉耶稣基督的名命令，现在就出去。
I declare today.
我今天就宣告。
God cares for me.
神顾念我。
I declare today.
我今天宣告。
The peace of God rules my heart and life.
神的平安要来掌管我的生命。
I declare today.
我今天宣告。
All things work together for good for me because I love the Lord and am called.
所有万事都要为我来互相效力，因为神已经呼召拣选我。
And begin to worship the Lord.
然后接下来你就来敬拜神，
wow.
敬拜主。
You have authority to deal with spirits in you and throw them out.
那你就发现你有这样的一个属灵权柄来面对这样的邪灵。
You have authority to overcome spirits that come against you.
你能够来制服这些攻击你的邪灵。
And God also authorizes you to minister to people.
而且神也授权你用这样的方法来服侍其他人。
And of course, that'll be the subject for another series.
那当然，这是以后我们要再谈的另外一个系列。
Thank you for joining us for this series on spiritual authority.
谢谢你们来收看我们这一次的系列。
My prayer is you will grow in your spiritual authority.
我的祷告是你能够在属灵权柄上面不断的长大成熟。
And see the power of God work in your life.
然后看到神的大能透过你的生命彰显出来。
I release peace and blessing upon your home today.
我要向你和你的家来释放神的平安喜乐。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。